This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Stocks have been in the news a lot the past month, maybe a little bit longer. But what there hasn't been a lot of is news about companies trying to get into the capital markets, filing their initial public offerings. This morning, the ride-sharing company Lyft took a step closer to an IPO. It's expected to actually happen sometime early next year, which would put it ahead of Uber, which is also said to be planning to go public sometime in 2019. Two interesting things about that, actually. The sharply different values being placed on the two companies. Uber is worth something like 8 times as much as Lyft. But also whether being first to the public markets might help Lyft close that gap. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
When Lyft first started in 2012, it set its sights on the U.S. market and watched as Uber set up shop around the world. April Rennie advises companies in the sharing economy.
Trust me, Lyft would like to be global. It's expensive to expand internationally.
Lyft's IPO would raise the cash it needs for that expansion. Rennie says when a ride-sharing company moves abroad,
we start seeing regulatory issues, we start seeing driver protests, we start seeing a lot of things that you need to have financial and human resources to deal with.
Still, Uber's market share in countries like India and Brazil, and its stakes in companies like the Chinese ride-sharing giant Didi, help explain why Uber's valuation is vastly bigger than Lyft's. Evan Raleigh is a professor at the University of Minnesota's Carlson School of Management.
You add up all those numbers, the U.S. business, the stakes in Didi and Grab, the international business, they're going to be worth something between $60 and $75 billion.
That's a conservative estimate. And unlike Uber, Lyft hasn't shown that it can turn a profit. Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners says if Lyft goes public first, investors might give it the benefit of the doubt.
As long as you show growing bookings, in this case, a growing user base, they will give you a few quarters to show profits.
He says if Lyft becomes the first public ride-hailing company, Uber will be the one watching Lyft to see how things play out. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.